I'm Kelly.
And I'm Barbara Jean.
And you're listening to the Lake Superior Project.
For the last several weeks, we've been talking about climate change. There's a lot at stake in the Lake Superior Basin. Warming air, rising lake temperatures, declining water levels, and diminishing ice cover are all affecting it. Mike Gardner heads up the Sigurd Olsen Institute in Ashland, Wisconsin.
I believe that, you know, the climate change is probably the biggest single issue facing the future of Lake Superior. You know, where's the water going to come from? The timing and opportunity of water is really something we've all taken for granted. So I think that that's something that we have to begin to plan for and manage a little better.
Jay Austin studies climate change at the Large Lakes Observatory in Duluth. Although his research focuses specifically on the Great Lakes region, he feels it's important to understand climate change as an international issue. The way it plays out in other parts of the world will ultimately impact our region.
We should be concerned about it because there are large portions of the Earth's population that are going to be negatively impacted by this. It's because instability in other places in the world can affect us adversely. Distributions of where we can grow food are going to change. We have a large built infrastructure that depends on the climate being relatively steady. And that climate is going to shift, and it's going to be very expensive in some cases to adapt to it.
The good news about climate change is there are things we can do about it. But it won't necessarily be easy. Lee Freilich is a forest ecologist at the University of Minnesota.
Well, I think if we were to dramatically reduce carbon dioxide emissions at this point, we might only get 2 or 3 degrees Fahrenheit of additional warming, and that would allow parts of the boreal forest to persist, because, you know, temperatures are not even across the landscape. There are colder areas and warmer areas. The temperate species would still advance somewhat, but the boreal forest would not completely leave the region. Whereas with a business-as-usual scenario, which it looks like that's the scenario we're going to have, there'd be almost no chance that much boreal forest would persist at all. So it's still possible to have a big impact if we really did reduce CO2 emissions by 70 or 80% by the year 2050. It's not too late, but I don't see any signs that as a society that we're really going to do anything about climate change.
Liz LaPlante is with the Environmental Protection Agency in Chicago. The EPA is currently working on a plan to deal with climate change in the Great Lakes region, but their plan doesn't even address prevention. At this point, it's all about dealing with the consequences of climate change.
We don't really deal with mitigation in this plan because, quite frankly, mitigation is out of our hands. You know, it's national policy, it's international policy. There's not much we can do about, regulating coal-fired utility plants in China or India, right?
Despite the difficulty of dealing with climate change on a large scale, there are things we can do individually. Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krumenacker.
Well, I think everybody can play a role. We're not going to stop climate change from happening, but we need to recognize that each one of us, through our decisions on a daily basis, contribute to the generation of greenhouse gases. But I do think that you know, we all make choices, and we have to make sure we realize it's not all those other people. We use power. We use things that are mined out of the ground, and you know, we're not suggesting that we have to stop doing that, but there are implications to every one of those decisions. So, you know, deliberate thought as to how we live and how much energy we use and what we do with our waste, how we recreate, I think those are important.
For people around it, Lake Superior is a constant reminder of why we should care about climate change and a source of hope for the future.
You know, there's no better place than places like this to figure that out. And they're so scenic, too, that they inspire people. So what's really cool is that people come, they care deeply, they're easily inspired by how beautiful it is. they're open to learning. And so if we're really going to be effective, we seize that opportunity and give them things that they want, and then they can bring home, because it's not what they do during their visit here, it's what they do for the 51 weeks of the year that they're not here that actually make a lot more difference.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior.